Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to join you on this latest version, this latest episode of the Business of Digital podcast. Today we have a very special guest with us, Amanda Doyle. Hey Amanda, how's it going?
Hello.
So Amanda is the growth manager at Avalanche Media, and I'll let Amanda introduce herself and what she does with Avalanche in just a second. But we also have Dave over there. Hey, Dave.
Hola, senor and senorita.
So Amanda, maybe actually, you know, before we really jump into what we're going to talk about today, maybe just kind of give us an idea of who you are and what you do at Avalanche.
Okay. I am a digital marketing guru, maybe a lover of all things marketing. I have a long background in history and traditional and digital marketing. I absolutely love the strategic process and building marketing plans. I love to get my paws dirty into creative process whenever humanly possible.
Cat reference.
Yes, it was. That was particularly for Dave. Yes. I most recently came on just about almost a year ago to Avalanche Media as the growth manager. Everyone asked me, what does a growth manager title mean? It encompasses a bunch of different roles. I handle our lead generation over here, as well as our internal digital marketing, and really everything from events and even taking on sales from time to time. So,
2018 has been an amazing growth year for Avalanche. So if my title's the growth manager, I'm going to be feeling pretty good about myself in 2018. So
you know what, Matt, it has been a good year. There's been a lot of change, and really, from if you look at it from the marketing perspective inside of looking at the brand and how we present ourselves, as well as, you know, what are we doing to do things differently from the lead generation side. And I think that's kind of why I'm here today.
Well, yeah, and again, that's a perfect segue into exactly what I wanted to talk about, because just to let everybody know that's joining us on this episode, is I wanted to get into some more high-level video marketing. A lot of the stuff that Dave and I have talked about in the past is like, hey, if you don't have any kind of budget for video marketing, at least do something with your, yeah, you know, even if you're holding up your phone and you're making a low budget video. But I really wanted to dive into more of the high level projects and things like that, because one of the things, Amanda, when I saw some emails going back and forth a few months ago about one of the new videos that we had put out and how much better it has done and how many more views it's had than ones that we've done in the past. And I just thought that it was super interesting, you know, why this particular one did so well and what we did differently. And I was like, you know, we need to get Amanda on to talk about that, because I think it would be an awesome subject. And so, as always, to anyone that's listening, any video or anything that we talk about or reference, we're going to have links to it on the podcast actual blog post. And so you guys will be able to see what we're talking about there. But without further ado, why don't you kind of just jump into it, Amanda, and give us an idea on how this idea came about, and we'll just go from there.
Sure. I guess I should give you a background of the concept of this baby of mine. It came to me, strangely enough, in my sleep. And some people shower.
Best ones do.
I guess. I guess you either dream about it or you think about it in the shower. I've heard of that. But, yep, you know, this one, when I woke up, I just had this visual in my head of a vintage pinball machine, and it could have been from all the research that I've been doing on trends in video, and how the trend of the retro design has really made an emergence in 2018. But I thought about this pinball machine and how it's really cool how this ball moves around the machine and bounces off all these features. And when it bounces off, it gives this light up effect on these features that really stand out. So I had this idea to create a motion graphic to display all of our services. I think one of the biggest challenges of being a full service agency is to be able to let people know what it means to be a full service agency. We do so many different services like PPC, design, we do our SEO, really all things, you know, full strategy digital. And it's hard to, I think, get that across in a video. I think our old videos did a very great job at being able to see and visualize what we do in more of a longer form content. But I think that when you're reaching out to new audiences, you have to capture that attention and be able to deliver that message in a quicker time frame. Not saying that long form still does not have its play, and it's been very successful on YouTube for many businesses, and including ours in the past. But that's really where the concept came from.
Okay. And so one of the things, and I loved, and maybe you could talk about this a little bit, but one of the things that I loved is, I remember once that you came up with this idea, you got a bunch of people together, and we just basically had a huge brainstorming session about it. And so when we were talking about this before we started recording, you mentioned about how, you know, we had a whole strategic plan of exactly what we were going to do with this video before it even became a video. And so maybe just talk on that a little bit.
Yeah, I'll try to walk you through the process of how it was created. I came up with the idea, and then I met with one of the designers. I probably should mention that we had recently purchased a 4D cinematography software that we really wanted to see what we could do, you know, with the software. So
I might mention we do a lot of that kind of, you know, I think it's important for any agency or brand, you know, like to do stuff like that. There's so many times when, you know, like a client will tell you about a certain technology or, hey, have you done this or that? Mm-hmm. And, you know, rather than saying no, I think it's always good when you're like, hey, yeah, well, you know, let's see if we could do that. And then you buy the technology. And yeah, again, we've done this before. Let's test it on ourselves. So yeah. Go ahead.
there's certainly, to touch a little bit more on that, there was a need for that. And I think it's important for agencies, you know, to keep up, you know, on the latest, you know, technology. And it's not, honestly, Matt, it's not cheap, you know, and investing in these tools, it is important, but, you know, as I said, it is an investment, but you have to look at it from, you know, the bigger picture of, you know, how is this going to take, you know, our videos from, you know, B+ to, you know, A+. And right. And not saying that, you know, I think any of our work is B. I don't want to label it that way.
No, we all get what you mean.
Yeah, when it comes to software and technology, it really it can speed up the process, and I think that's important too, because in the long run it may be costing us money, but it's saving our clients time and money as well. So I went to the designer to talk to him that I knew would be testing out the software with the idea. And then really the next steps, before we even got through the design process, as I said, as you had mentioned, was to break out into teams. And the first person I actually went to was our director of paid search. And I said, okay, this is what, you know, I'm thinking of doing, but we need to figure out what the audience we want to reach, and, you know, how are we going to accomplish that? Because it's not good enough to just say, I want to target site visitors and do retargeting, especially when your purpose of the video is to get in front of a new audience. So I think that's a really important thing when you're thinking about setting up a video, is what audience are you going after? So put some thought, you know, into that. And what is the purpose of the video? Do you want to inform? Do you want to make a sale? You know, what is the purpose behind that?
This is great, because this is what Dave and I have been because Dave and I talk a lot, and, you know, a lot of our conference sessions evolve around content. I don't know if Dave has anything to add here to this, but like, that's what we try to preach until we're blue in the face. Like, don't just create the video because you went to a conference and someone said, you need to create a video, have that solid purpose behind it. So that's great.
Yeah. And we all know that we need more content, but there does have to be thought, you know, behind it. Even if it's not costing you a lot of money, there has to be a strategic thought process before you put it out there. Otherwise, it's not going to be as successful as you would hope.
And Dave, did you have a thought?
I have a quick question. One, people should listen to everything you, not everything you say, but most of what you say, Matt, and not just, you know, create content, but create content with a purpose. But Amanda, I have a quick question. For those internal people, or even at an agency, you said you worked with teams and you talked to different teams. How many cooks is enough and how many cooks is too many to be talking to, especially on something that's creative where everyone's going to have their own opinion and everyone's going to be right or wrong?
Yeah, I think that becomes problematic for sure if you get too many people involved. In this particular case, I was very set on this idea. And so when I went to have a brainstorming session with, I think there were six of us in the third brainstorming session, it was to brainstorm what is the follow-up after the video. So the brainstorm was, how are we going to create other digital assets, particularly static or HTML5 display banners to follow up with the message? Because I think something that I missed in saying was that, you know, our purpose was to inform with this video. We knew that this video was not meant to close a particular audience, but to get them informed and engaged, and then to follow up with different messaging. And that's where I pulled in some other people to say, okay, we have this video and it's almost done and everyone was able to see it, but I needed some concepts to be able to deliver an HTML5, you know, display ad that would be to follow up with the messaging and be a piece to get an audience, to re-engage the audience and get them back to the site and hopefully fill out a form.
So before you met with those teams, you had, excuse me, at least a couple things that were set. This is what the goal of it is. This is the general idea. And, you know, I just need everyone else to help me fill in the blanks. This wasn't hey, we want to make a video.
No, not at all. I think that, you know, we need to involve people into the strategic process. But honestly, I've always believed that more than three people, it gets messy, because you want enough ideas, but you don't want too many to where the filtering of those ideas becomes this laborious process.
Especially, I would think, at the start. Maybe as you get down, yes, you're like, hey, what else can we throw in there? Everyone take a look at this and throw us all of your ideas. This is a very specific kind of request and you're open to ideas. This isn't we want to make a video. Everyone send us 500 ideas.
Yeah,
no, that's perfect point, because that's what I was wanting to get to, Dave, like exactly what you hit on, because I'm like, look, it's good in these initial meetings to limit the number of people, because hey, look, Amanda has it in her head. She knows exactly how it's going to be. Get that part of it solidified and then bring the people on, a bigger team, group of people, whatever you want to call it, for this type of stuff. So yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I would. Oh, go ahead, Dave.
I was just going to say, in my previous days at the large agency, we would have, we had some growth content people that would actually do a really good job of this. They would already have like one or two ideas or very specific kind of, we're going to do this contest or we're going to do this. And they would really write out almost an RFP for the internal company and say, this is the brand, these are the goals, blah, 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 blah. Here's a couple of ideas we already have. Please shoot us your comments, thoughts, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
One or two ideas here, or how we could do this better, or how we could, you know, take this to the next level. And they would use the crowdsource of the 200 employees to validate their idea, to try to take it further than that group of three or five or six people could.
Yes.
And sorry, go ahead.
I think that, and that's very similar on a smaller scale, how we handled the process. I think it's important to think of, who are the first initial key players that need to be a part of the initial creative concepting? And, you know, for us, it was the, you know, our paid director of search, the designer, and myself. And then following that is when we brought in more people, because I was able to give them, here's the goal, here is the context of the messaging I need. Now let's, you know, come up with some more, you know, ideas, and then we can flesh those out.
And that, and that's the part, you know, that one of those third or fourth meetings is kind of where I came in, and that's what I loved when we start to talk about, okay, you know, here, this is the concept, and here's what we're doing. So let's figure out ways to, you know, let's talk banner ads. Let's talk about like what we can do with, you know, anyway, there's just so much more of that side of it. And so I guess maybe, I mean, if there's anything else regarding that, kind of let us know, but then maybe talk to kind of compare to, you know, the old video versus what this one's done, and the success of it.
Yes, certainly. So the old video, first of all, I think it should mention that part of the success of this initial video is, you know, I don't want to pat myself on the back and say like, oh,
is
this this amazing like concept, and it was like so cool. But, you know, there comes a point in time where videos just, they have a shelf life, and they need refreshed. So part of the success, honestly, is due to getting new content out there. And so being able to recognize when your content has reached its shelf life, and then putting forth something new. But I can kind of talk on the numbers. We in our old video, we had about 47,000 views, and that was over a time span, honestly, of about 2 years. So it definitely reached its shelf life, but we had continued to run it because we continued, you know, to see success. On the old video, we utilized it mainly as a retargeting platform from site visitors on our site. But if you look at completion rates of the video, the video itself in length was about a 2-minute video, but the completion rates weren't very high of 100%. There was only a 7.35 completion rate of the old video. So, you know, I think that going back to what I said about, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what length of video you want to utilize. When we set up the campaign, I'll give the numbers, and then maybe if you want me to, I can give some highlights of how we did the targeting, because I think that's important into the success. Within a month and a half of running the new video, we had seen over 92,000 views within a month and a half, compared to the 2-year run of the other video.
Yeah,
and
that's crazy.
I think that, you know, the views, you know, that's an awesome thing. But the thing that I'm most happy about was the completion rate.
Yeah,
so
this blew my mind.
We had almost 60%. 59.68% complete the video 100%. And I really owe that to thinking through the length of the video. We decided to put it at really that 35, 36 second mark. If you look at TrueView ads and you're strategic, you know, enough to think through that, YouTube does not charge you, and this isn't something that I am like new and revealing like to the world, but they don't charge you unless you have, you know, viewed, you know, 30, you know, seconds, you know, of that ad. So you want to, you know, think about, you know, the length of the ad, you know, it is important. You want to get past that first 15 seconds, you know, is very important. And so, you know, if you are going to run a longer form, you know, video, call it over a minute, you know, you want to do a good job at front loading that content in that first 15 seconds in case you do have drop off.
Right. Now, something we had talked about before we were recording that I think would be important to mention here was, and again, not trying to backtrack, but I just think it's important for you know, people that are listening trying to figure this out to do it right. You had mentioned, you know, as far as design trends and keeping up with design trends, and something I thought was interesting was that you went with the retro on this, mm-hmm. and you mentioned, you know, several other brands and how they've done that. Maybe just to talk on that for a minute or so.
Yeah, certainly. This year has definitely been a big push and emergence in the digital world of content, and particularly, you know, video content. So when we were actually writing a blog post, we've actually, I think, done two video blog posts in the last really 8 months devoted, you know, to video, because we get a lot of requests, you know, from our clients, and they want to know how to do it right, and they want to, you know, understand, you know, the trends there. And there's been a big emergence, you know, in 2018 of this retro look. And if you start looking around for it, I think it's very apparent. Some of the things I think in print that you can look for are the big bold colors, the juxtaposition, you know, between contrasting colors. Some of the retro feel, you know, with that includes the neon colors as well. And then you also have this emergence of, you know, bringing back, you know, within, you know, print as well as, you know, video, bringing back the old. One video or a series of videos that caught my mind were the Kit Kat commercials as of this year. And the one has, you know, the big, you know, kind of 80s, 90s, you know, boom box. And yeah, that, awesome. That hip hop, you know, feel. And those videos, you know, were very, you know, catchy, you know, to me this year. And a lot of other large companies have followed suit. If you look from a pop culture standpoint, I don't know if you've seen the Bruno Mars video with, I'm drawing the blank on the big female rapper that is not Nicki Minaj, but Cardi B. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
it's
right.
The Bruno Mars and Cardi B. If you look at one of their most recent videos, it's definitely a throwback, and you know, all the clothes, you know, are early 90s and have that almost that grainy feel, you know, yeah, to the video itself. And so it's really all over the place. And maybe I just pay attention to it more because I am in marketing, but we definitely wanted to bring back, you know, something that was a throwback. And I think that when you pay attention to what is happening around you and what the trends are, people pay attention to it more. And so I think that that's one thing I didn't bring up in our process was, you know, you definitely know that you need the content, but you know, think about, you know, what the look and feel of the video that you want to portray before you just start, you know, shooting video, because it will play into the overall success and I think engagement of that content.
No, that is awesome. I think that as far as, you know, what I've been hearing, there's some pretty high level takeaways as far as just the having that purpose and knowing what the purpose is. You know, we talked about, you know, with this one, our goal being informative. We talk about video length being crucial. You know, I think we hit on like the 36-second mark versus like the minute or 2 minute longer form traditional ones. I think, you know, understanding getting teams involved when at the right time when they need to be involved and having that idea solidified before you go to them, so there's not a bunch of, you know, chefs muddying the soup, if you will. And so these are just some of the high-level takeaways from this that I got from that I think are phenomenal. So I don't know, or before I let Amanda finish us off, maybe, Dave, do you have any final thoughts on this or what we talked about?
I'm just trying to think if there's something that we didn't cover that we could do quickly.
Yeah, I would say targeting. Setting up the campaign, and that's one thing I didn't touch on was targeting.
Yeah, go for it.
Go for it.
So I did want to bring up that within that process, we did start from the very beginning while we were developing the concept of figuring out, you know, your audience, you know, in your market. And I had mentioned briefly, you know, before that it's not enough just to do retargeting, unless your purpose is really just to re-engage an already engaged, you know, audience and move them down the funnel. With our purpose of this video was to, you know, inform a new audience. So when I met with the director of search, I had already had a good idea of where I wanted our targeting to be, but we came up with really four segmented buckets. So we needed to be able to do retargeting, site retargeting off of already engaged users, those that had already requested information from us. So we have a database, which everyone does, and I think it's important to not discredit, you know, your database, even if it's small. You don't need thousands and thousands of people to be able to re-engage that audience. And I think people sometimes get wrapped up in that, I don't have, you know, enough data. And, yeah, you know, totally. Sometimes you don't, honestly, in digital marketing, have enough data to always make inferred decisions. But you've already captured the interest of that audience. Now, you know, what are you going to do to move them back down, you know, that funnel? So we took the site visits from retargeting, and then we set up another separate audience to where we took that email database of the last 6 months of everyone that has filled out a form on our site. So we were able to upload those emails back into the targeting. The other thing we did was to segment an audience of a conquesting audience. And what I mean by that is looking at competitors from our target market. So we do a lot of business out of Houston, Phoenix, Boston, the Bay Area. And so we wanted to look at, you know, what other, you know, agencies in that area and people that are searching, you know, really for marketing opportunities and agencies in that area. So we created a bucket of conquesting. And then our fourth bucket was an in-market audience. And what I mean by in-market were those who are looking for digital marketing services. And I'm actually wrong. We set up five buckets. Our last bucket, I know it seems like a lot, but I think it's important to think about audience segmentation, you know, before the launch of your campaign versus just throwing it at a wall and doing you know, shotgun approach. So the fifth segment we were able to create was the custom intent audiences. We do quite a bit of paid search. And so you're able to leverage the Google AdWords search now with your custom intent audiences. So we were able to leverage people that were searching for our keyword terms to be able to retarget them with the video as well.
That's awesome. Well, that's great. I think that we have given our listeners, you know, a feast of information, a wealth of information for this episode. So thank you again, Amanda. I really appreciate you joining us and taking the time to dive into this with us. So thank you.
Certainly.
So Dave, you know, we try to keep these between 20 and 30 minutes. So with that said, any final thoughts, my friend?
Nope. I think, you know, approach video just like you would a commercial and not just a blog post. You really need to think through the audience, really think through what you're doing. Even if it's a short, you know, I'm just going to take my camera and go into the restaurant or, you know, going to do something simple and small, really think through how you're going to use it. Because it's a lot of time and energy, even for those small ones, especially for the bigger projects like Amanda's been, you know, discussing, but even for those smaller ones, it's an hour or two or maybe three plus some editing you could have done something else with. So really think how you're going to use whatever content you're creating, video or not.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, for Amanda and Dave, I'm Matt, and I appreciate you guys, everyone that's listening, and hopefully you guys will join us again on the next Business is Digital podcast, but we'll see you guys later. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.